You know, the days of when you started out singing and playing for people back in the mountains were so different. I think that a lot of the people here would like to know what it would be like, for instance, a week that you would spend, say you would be at home sometimes, then maybe you go out and play somewhere, say in 1930 or 32.
Well, then, you know, we didn't have any electric lights in the schoolhouses. We played by lamplight and just an old coal oil lamp. And we had little old A-model Fords to ride in, and I've stood on the running board a many night and held a lantern to get home, and all things like that, you know. And they just didn't have the buildings in like we have now. And, of course, we didn't have as many people. But then you could go out and you could go see a show then for a quarter, you know, 25 and 50 cents at the highest, 15 and 25. The first one, yeah, you got one. I see right there. I don't know if you've ever seen this or not. This is one of our first posters that we started with. And I believe this was
Thursday, August the 1st, what year?
I don't know. It ain't on there. It was about a year, I guess, after we recorded, and I drew 7 or 28 somewhere.
Maybe, why don't you read what it says on there?
I can't see that, Ralph.
I can't.
Be embarrassed.
Yeah,
can you see?
Look, Victor artist A.P. Carter and the Carter family will give a musical program at, and then written in script, this is a foreign poster, written in handwriting is Roseland Theater on Thursday, August 1st. Then at the bottom it says, the program is morally good, admission 15 and 25 cents. A.P. Carter, Mace Spring, Virginia.
It sure is. Back then, you know, I think it was in Rose Hill, Virginia.
Rose Hill, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It's like a rose hill.
I'm sure that's where it was, and that's not too far from where we were living at that time.
Mm-hmm.